This incident happened on the first New Year's Day, the 1st of January, where residents were reporting that they had discoloration in their water. It was linked to the slavery treatment plant, but then a boil water notice was put in place on the 2nd the following day. But since that boil water notice has been put in place, there's been no information forthcoming as to, you know, what has contaminated the water, why this happened, and when that boil water notice will be lifted. I have been in touch with the Sheehan, obviously, every day since this has happened, several times a day mostly, but we can't get any really answers from Uisgeairn at all, and it's distressing the affected households. You know, a basic clean water supply is essential. It's not a want, it's a need. And unfortunately, the boil water notice as of today is still in place with no answers forthcoming.
It's not a great start to the new year. Now, whenever you're saying that you're not getting answers from Uisgeairn, is it that there's no response at all, or is it that there's vague answers and new information's in them?
Yeah, as a public representative, you know, we're getting the same generic information through as residents are getting on the phone. You know, we have to realise there's been no test results shared here publicly. You know, and there's still reports of discoloured water. I have been told it has been rectified and it will take time to filter through the system. But still people, even this morning, are saying that their water is still discoloured and that boil water notice is in place. So obviously people are extremely concerned as to what exactly is in their water. You know, so I've now contacted the HSE Environmental Health Service as well to give reassurance to residents on the testing and what exactly is happening and what has contaminated the water. So I'm hoping to get some information through short, and you know, I'll share that with the public, obviously. But we need to realise that Uisgeairn are not delivering. The communication has been awful, not just for the public reps, it's for the residents as well who are deeply concerned. We have received no answers since that boil notice was put in place on the 2nd.
And that's very difficult for you as a public representative. You know, you were elected by the people to be able to be a voice for them, but in a way that's kind of been taken away in this case.
Yeah, totally. And this isn't a one-off incident, sadly, Donna Marie. It seems to be that there isn't any information forthcoming. As an elected representative, you know, we should be informed so we can advise people.